W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. The U.S. Military Central Command says American and Iraqi forces have carried out a raid in western Iraq this week, which killed 15 ISIS fighters. 7 U.S. personnel were injured, none seriously, a defense official tells ABC News. Dr. Mark Chavez, one of the doctors charged in connection with actor Matthew Perry's death, appeared before a federal judge in Los Angeles Friday after reaching a plea deal with prosecutors. Defense attorney Matt Bininger says that includes giving up his medical license.
He's trying to do everything in his power to right the wrong that happened here. He didn't accept responsibility today, but only because it wasn't on calendar. We're going to be setting a change of plea in the next few weeks, and so that'll happen here shortly once I contact the court.
Community members held a vigil in Dallas Friday night for Officer Darren Burks, who was shot and killed by a suspect identified as Corey Cobb Bay. That man then shot and injured 2 other officers. This is ABC News. One of the doctors charged in connection with the death of actor Matthew Perry appeared in court for the first time Friday.
In the hallway outside of the courtroom, Dr. Mark Chavez's attorney told me his client is remorseful and regrets his role in the death of Matthew Perry. As a part of a plea deal, Chavez is willingly giving up his medical license and closing his medical practice in San Diego. Effectively, he's no longer a doctor. In court, the judge allowed him to post bond and to go free. Alex Stone, ABC News, outside a federal court in downtown L.A.
And it's a theme song familiar to fans of the 2014 Serial podcast that drew in millions of listeners. Well, now there's a new twist in the true crime case documented on that show. Maryland's highest court has ordered a redo of the hearing that freed Adnan Syed in 2022, citing the rights of the 18-year-old victim's family. Syed dated the victim, Haman Lee. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver.
It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM. From the Lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The public comment period is over for a controversial oil pipeline project in northern Wisconsin. We get more now from Mike Moan.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will eventually decide on an environmental permit sought by Canadian firm Enbridge to reroute a section of its Line 5 pipeline around the Bad River Reservation. Tribal leaders have been engaged in a legal fight with the company over its existing line, which currently covers 12 miles of reservation land. Earth Justice attorney Gussie Lord represents the tribe and says the new plan fails to ease concerns.
We know that this reroute is not a solution, it's a full solution, and increases the threat of a devastating oil spill.
Her group and other environmental organizations say more than 150,000 comments are being submitted that reflect these concerns. A separate coalition of labor, business, and agricultural groups says it gathered roughly 14,000 signatures in support of the reroute. While some supporters tout the potential jobs and related benefits, Jason Wilhite with the outdoor apparel company Patagonia contends any major spill could harm water recreation and all the business activity it creates.
Put simply, a rupture of the Line 5 pipeline would have a devastating impact on our regional economy.
In an emailed statement, Enbridge says it's committed to extensive protective measures to minimize and mitigate project impacts. Tribal advocates say they're especially worried about the potential effect on wild rice beds. It's not clear when the Army Corps of Engineers will decide on the application. Other permits are needed for the proposed reroute. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 82. Clear tonight, lows around 60. It'll be breezy out of the northwest, over 25 miles per hour. Sunny and breezy for Sunday, with a high near 75. Labor Day Monday, sunshine and highs in the mid-70s.
It's 57 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up for Maggie and the Millionaires, we'll be talking with Saru Jayaraman. We'll also check in with Dr. Ben Weston, medical advisor to Milwaukee County, and Chef Adam Pavla.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a man barely 6 feet tall, but a mountain of muscle, Pete Schwabba.
All right. You know, I really let myself go since that promo was cut 3 days ago. If you'd been here 3 days ago, Jeff, I was jacked.
Well, I saw the muscle milk. I think actually Conrad offered me a muscle milk.
He did?
I walked in.
Oh, that's
in like a,
so unsettling.
A
he offered you
bar.
A muscle milk? Here, jump on the bench, Jeff. Do a set. We'll get you some muscle milk. You can towel off and we'll walk you down to the studio. Jeff Mitchell is here. He is overseeing Northeast Wisconsin Old Fashioned Fest, which is at the Resch Center September 21st from 6 to 9. You can get tickets at Ticketstar. It's a great event. $95 gets you, well, a lot of booze, right?
Yeah.
So, and they did this. You guys did this in April. Did you tell me before there were 19 bars in April and there's 13 this time?
We had about 10 bars in April.
Oh, 10. Okay.
This go around. If you don't mind, like, so here's who's going to be participating at the fall edition. So these are the bars and the stores. We have 1919 Kitchen and Tap, Bay Area Burger, Chives, Iron Duck, Lost Key Tap, OC, Paradise North Distillery, Sturgeon Spirits, Tavern in the Sky, The Legacy Hotel, The Turn, White Dog, and Z54.
That's great. So those are all the people that will be serving up Old Fashions at Northeast Wisconsin Old Fashioned Fest. It sounds like a great event at the Resch Center, supporting local business. That will be fun. Conrad, are you going to go?
Unfortunately, I have a wedding that day, but I really wanted to.
All right. I thought you were serious about Old Fashioned. So, all right. So we were talking before the break, Jeff, about hockey. You have three daughters, you said. Two that play hockey.
Yeah.
Do you get, like... How do you feel about that? Why? Hockey's a rough sport.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. Like you were saying, your oldest or your daughter is in the musical theater program at Stevens Point. My daughter in Indiana, she's studying musical theater
fantastic.
Also. So,
nice.
Like, she kind of went that one direction. And my other two really, really like it. My middle child's like, you know, she's a real physical kid. Like, she's pretty aggressive. And, I you know, and I tell her to, like, that's part of the game, right?
Right.
Like, be aggressive. Go do what you got to do. And again, I think that's kind of fun to see. Like, the one cool thing I think about girls hockey is, like, there's not a lot of women who play hockey.
Right.
So they kind of have that connection with each other. And they kind of form these relationships because they have that bond of hockey, you know, much like you have on the boys' side. But especially with the girls, like, we were just in Minnesota last weekend with my youngest daughter, and she played in a hockey tournament. And, you know, the cool thing there, too, is she's 10, and the greatest event was she got to go to the Mall of America and swim in the pool. The hockey nice. Was kind of secondary.
Yeah, right.
But, no, when they play, they come together, and they're a team, and they support each other. And I think, you know, it's all, for me, like, I'm a big culture guy. So with my two kids, it's important, like, hey, you be a good teammate. Like, if someone's being left out, I want you to bring them in.
Right.
You know, I've told both my daughters, like, someone runs one of your teammates from behind, if you want to get in a fight, I support it. Like, I'll, you get thrown out, that's fine. Like, I'd be very proud that if, you know, one of your teammates got ran
for the right reason,
that you did it for the right reason. That says a lot about who you are. So with my kids, it's really like, hey, I use that kind of as a vessel to say, hey, this is how you become a really good friend, a good person, and also just, you know, you have that dedication and that effort. And they've decided that hockey is what they want to basically, you know, steer their energies too. So I really enjoy that they play. But Pete, in the same light, if they came to me and said, Dad, I want to do it anymore, I'd be fine with it.
Sure.
I don't care.
Right.
Whatever makes them happy.
Whatever
You're
makes
a better dad
happy.
Than I am too, because I taught my kids just to sucker punch people randomly. Yeah. Hey. So, you know, and they get away with it sometimes. That's pretty cool. Have you seen the movie Inside Out and Inside Out 2?
I have.
How great was that with the hockey?
And my daughter's name's Riley, so we always tease her. But yeah, it's cool.
The second one was one of my favorite movies of all time. I just thought it was, I saw it with my daughter, and it was just a beautiful movie.
You know a movie you got to see? Are you into horror movies?
Somewhat.
Long Legs.
I saw it.
Oh, my God. Freaked me
did
out.
Did you see that with your daughter?
I did, my oldest. Yeah. I was freaked out. Like, I didn't know Nicolas Cage. That was Nicolas Cage.
I wouldn't have known had I not known he was in the movie. Yeah. But, yeah, that was creepy.
That was awesome.
The way it ended, I did not see that coming, and I really liked it.
Yeah.
What else have you seen?
You know, I've been watching, I watch a lot of documentaries. Like, you know, I'm kind of a heavy metal guy, so there's a great documentary called Murder in the Front Row. It's about the thrash scene in San Francisco. And, like, you know, it has, like, the big four, like Metallica, you know, Megadeth, Slayer, Anthrax. Talks about kind of how they came to be, how that scene started. You know, that's a really cool thing. The other good documentary I saw was about the Sunset Strip. And just how it evolved over the years. Like,
what's that one called? That's cool.
I think it might actually be called the Sunset Strip.
Okay.
But it really talks about the early and then kind of how it's changed the years, obviously with the 80s with the hair metal. And then there's another one based on the Rainbow Bar.
Rainbow Room, yeah, sure.
They talk about the Rainbow Bar and how that came to be. So I like that. You know, those are things, it's pretty cool to watch that.
Yeah.
You know, I like, I'm a music guy, so I like seeing kind of how it all comes.
It would
be
fun to go back in time and see some of those bands at those places. Like I recently, I don't remember who we had on the show. We were talking about the band Chicago, and I was my buddy Jimmy Pardo, and that the song 25 or 6 to 4 was written above the Whiskey A Go Go. He was trying not to do drugs. That's what that song is about. Should I try to do some more? 25 or 6 to 4, like the guy's literally like, and you know, I wish I had known that when I lived there. I would have driven by and just stared at that room. You know what I mean? Like, I love that kind of stuff.
So in the Rainbow, they talk about like Lemmy Kilmister, you know, the lead singer of Motorhead who soon passed away, but they're like, he would be just sitting at the bar playing the video poker machine. Like any given day, you'd walk in there and there's Lemmy
sitting there. That's so great.
Doing his thing. So
is that the kind of stuff you listen to like before you go out and play hockey?
You know, I haven't played in a long time. So, as a kid, like, you know, Rage Against the Machine, System of a Down. I mean, that's kind of my thing. My middle child's kind of into it now. So I took her to see Metallica in Chicago and she just loved it. So it's really cool that she kind of has that. But, you know, I just like art.
Right.
You know, I think it's important, like when people write something, whether it's country, whether it's, but if you write it and it's like, you know, I think it says a lot about someone when they write music and they put basically themselves out there, correct? And that's why I like heavy metal and a lot of thrash metal, because those guys, you know, they're not making any money for the most part, and they're writing their own stuff and they're doing their own thing. And I just, again, it's art.
You know, it's funny. I was talking to a buddy of mine who was on the show, Mike Schmidt, and he's more of a metal guy, or he knew a lot more about it. And I didn't listen to Metallica. Because I grew up where I live, where I went to high school, that was like considered really like hard rock. And I was more of a top 40 guy at that age anyway. But then I listened to Metallica as an adult. I'm like, God, these are some great too. Like, what was I so scared of? It was like, I felt like I was listening to music I shouldn't be listening to in this little town where people are pretty conservative. And I was just like, you know, listening to Bryan Adams instead, which was fine. But Metallica's awesome. Like, I've kind of discovered them as I've gotten older and I really dig them.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
So I've seen them 5 times. Like, that's kind of my annual pilgrimage.
Nice.
And, I mean, those guys are in their 60s.
Yeah. Still bringing it.
And they bring it. And their music's just, you know, those songs are just, you know, and Pete, that's the thing. Like, I think with music, what's kind of scary with this whole, with the new stuff, I sit there and go, well, in 20 years, who are we going to go see? Right. You know, like, would we sit there and go, yeah, like, you're going to see Metallica, you're going to see Pearl Jam, yeah, you're going to see, you know, The Police. I know Sting's back out, yeah, touring. And I sit there and go, who am I going to go see?
You won't go see anyone, but your kids will probably,
yeah,
still
but, you
go.
Know, like you were saying, you went to Springsteen. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, who's the next Springsteen?
Taylor Swift, maybe?
Yeah. I mean,
or Post Malone. Yeah, I don't know. That remains to be seen, I guess. You don't know who's going to be. Hey, I have to. We just have a couple minutes left, Jeff, and this has been really fun. Jeff Mitchell is here. He's the president of the Green Bay Gamblers and overseeing Northeast Wisconsin Old Fashioned Fest for Blue Green Events. He's also the president of Blue Green. You have a lot of presidencies.
Oh,
are you worried someone might take you out? Like,
maybe.
You never know.
I live with four women, Pete.
So what? Tell me about Meat Fest. That's something that I'm guessing, yeah, it's a barbecue thing, or
yeah, kind of funny. Like same premise, just like, you know, what goes in Wisconsin, okay, booze and food.
Yeah.
So like that was kind of thing. Actually, we were having beers one night. We're like Meat Fest. I was like, here's how it's gonna come. We're gonna do a commercial. It's gonna go Meat Fest. So Meat Fest is basically we have a bunch of people that you know cook meat. They solicit their meat. There's jerky. Everything basically built around meat and food in the summer and what that entails, you know, grilling, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then obviously we have the alcohol aspect too.
Yeah.
So we have a beer garden. We have, you know, liquor stands, et cetera. We have music all day. We bring in food trucks outside. So it's just this one-day event that's really gone well, and we do it in May. And, again, it's in one of the halls on the expo.
In May. Okay.
So we've done it 2 years. And
okay.
We'll be bringing it back for a third, but again, just kind of, hey, it's Wisconsin. It's,
yeah,
it's meat. It's
meat and booze. And
people want to have fun and cheese and just, you know, providing that setting where we're like, well, who's doing a meat fest right now?
Right.
Nobody.
I just like the name. It's like,
it's awesome.
It's out there. So what else do you guys have?
I wouldn't look
up
meat fest on the internet though. Yeah, I don't know what you'd be fine. I don't know what you'd find.
Don't do that one in a private window. Conrad, don't look up Meat Fest on a company computer. I'm just telling you right
now.
Sounds
good.
What else do you have coming up?
So we got Craftoberfest coming in October. Oh, Craftoberfest, yeah, okay, is all the craft beer. I mean, we have hundreds and hundreds of craft beer. I mean, wow, the local craft beer, obviously, but from around the state, it's awesome.
Very
cool. It's really
cool.
And that is at the Rush Expo. Gamblers, then, they start playing on October 4th, our opening weekend. We got Styx coming in October. You got Alabama playing in October. Then we get in November, you know, we're always booking shows. And those
I saw you have a Grinch thing around Christmas.
Yeah,
that looks fun.
Yep, Breakfast with the Grinch.
Yeah, Breakfast with the
and
Grinch.
And then Drinks with the Grinch, too. Seeing the theme here?
Yes. We might all have a drinking problem.
Yes, but, and the Packers, obviously. But, you know, it's a great, again, like, it's so fun. Like, the one thing I really like about Green Bay is not only these, but it's cool to think that each day, like, when I go to work, there's Lambo.
Yeah.
And when I tell people, like, you know, Lambo is like in a residential neighborhood. It's not in this parking
kind of
lot.
Like Wrigley Field a
little
bit.
It's awesome.
All of a sudden you're driving. It's like, oh, wow, there's Lambo Field. You know, yeah.
It's awesome.
You got a good gig, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
And
it's fun.
We'll try to get out to one of these, either Meat Fest or the Grinch or the Old Fashions. One of these days,
yep,
we'll get over there. But I appreciate it. Keep up the great work.
Thanks,
Jeff.
Man.
Great to meet you.
Thank you.
All right. That's Jeff Mitchell. Get some tickets for the Green Bay Gamblers. It's right around the corner. Check out The Grinch. Check out Old Fashioned Fest September 21st. All good stuff. It's a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here at 8:35. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Cameron Diaz. It's her birthday. We got some good stuff, right, K-Man?
Yes, we do.
All right, fantastic. We'll be right back with more Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident you're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right. Well, that was fun. And you know what? I have found that talking about drinking helps me stay on the wagon a little longer. This is going to end soon. This cannot sustain itself. Well, you know why? Because it's not fair.
It's not fair.
I just need someone to blame. It's me. I'm the one imposing. It's not like it's state imposed that I can't have a drink. Craig Anthony Kinnett checks in on the stream. He says, "Hey, Jeff, would you ever like to be interviewed by one of the kids at the Boys and Girls Club? Shorts on sports." Craig, I did tell Jeff about that, and I'll try to find a way to connect you guys because I think that would be pretty cool. But that was good to meet Jeff. That was a fun interview. We've got it's a bar band Friday night, Conrad. I hope you're ready. I hope you're stretched out and you've done your homework, because Terry Barr is coming, and she does not mess around.
You see, I didn't stretch my calves yet, though.
So you're going to... All right, listen. Where's the music? Did you share music with me?
Well, we do got the music, so don't worry about that.
All right. I'd like to sing along. I'd like to be prepared. All right, so it's Cameron Diaz's birthday today. That's kind of fun. I love Cameron Diaz.
She's got some great roles.
Yeah. She's not one of my exes. I've never dated
really?
Her.
Really?
It was awkward. She sent me a request on Friendster years ago, but I was already married. Yeah, so it didn't work.
MySpace?
Why did I miss the boat on that? Honest to God, there was like, whatever happened to MySpace?
Facebook came out and MySpace was no more.
Either that or it became YouTube, maybe?
I don't think it did it. No.
Not the same like owners, but like people just gravitated to YouTube because it was like and I remember thinking when a buddy of mine told me what YouTube was, he's like, "Oh yeah, people just go on there and they post their own videos." I'm like, "Ha, good luck with that." And then it's like the biggest thing ever. Like, people would rather watch YouTube than television. So, all right, what do you got for us? I asked you to pull some Cameron Diaz, and I love Cameron Diaz. So let's hear some Cameron Diaz.
The first clip is from the movie Sex Tape with Cameron Diaz and Jason Segel. And this is when they realized that it may have gone to the cloud. The tape was released when it was meant to be deleted.
Oh, and millions of people are going to see it. We've all been there. All right, lay it on us.
Don't erase these things before you give them to people.
I have amazing playlists, and people want them. That's the gift. The gift is the playlist, not the iPad. When I update my music library, it syncs to their iPads. I use an app called FrankenSync to sync the playlists. I upgraded to this new app, Bride of FrankenSync. And now, apparently, it syncs all of my to everywhere, because it's a very powerful app.
How do you forget to erase your sex tape?
Because it kept slipping my mind, and then the next thing I knew, it went up. It went up to the cloud.
And you can't get it down from the cloud?
Nobody understands the cloud. It's a mystery. Look, all that's happened here is there's been a very minor syncing mishap.
This is not minor, and I wish that she would just admit that she up instead of trying to convince me that this isn't a big deal, because it is a big deal.
You know what, Annie? I'm on there too.
Now who gives a nobody cares about you. Nobody wants to watch you having sex. You said it yourself. Nobody cares about the guy. It's the woman that has to live with it forever. Who is it?
Guess who? Smiley face. Who the is this?
It's gotta be Tess. It's gotta be Tess.
You think?
Yeah, with the whole XOXO smiley face thing. Yeah, it's Tess.
Right. Is that really a test thing, or is that more of like a very, very common thing?
No, it's a test thing. She must just be joking around.
Except her number is in my phone, so it would say Tess.
Well, maybe she got a new phone. She probably saw what it was and stopped watching it immediately because she has so much respect for our privacy. This makes perfect sense.
Right, okay. Okay, great. It's Tess. I buy it.
Yeah.
She picks up the iPad, sees there's a sex tape on there, pushes play. It's us. Immediately stopped it because she respects us.
Yes.
Then she went on and got her new phone and her new phone number.
Yeah.
So do you think that means Robbie has seen it too?
Well, if he's seen it, you're going to have to get a new best friend.
We're just going to cut Robbie and Tess out of our lives?
Yeah, that's right. And if the mailman has seen it, we're moving.
What would you do? Honest to God, like, let's say your friend accidentally sent you something of he and his girlfriend.
Yeah, that's, I don't think I could watch it.
Really?
I don't think I could.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's an invasion of privacy, so to speak, but it falls in your lap. Don't they almost deserve to have you watch it?
I don't know. I forgot to mention a funny thing about that is he actually, so Jason Segel's character gives out a bunch of iPads linked with the same iCloud. That was the thing about the iCloud. Okay. So that's how they got it. And then those people just kept sharing it.
So, well, I wonder if most people would be, what do you think most people would do? Let's put it that way, because we are a voyeuristic society. Everybody is like, you know, there's like OnlyFans and there's, I mean, there's guys that post stuff on YouTube of their wife watching TV in a bathrobe and guys look at that. So I think most people would look. Yeah. Or take a peek and like hit play and they go, ah, but like watch it and
skim
then
it.
Turn it off right
skim
away.
It
yeah,
little...
or skim it. Depends
well,
on
the
let's
see what
too.
Happens at the end here.
I think we know what happens. It's but it's like one of those things where, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't want to watch, but I don't know. Depends on the friends too. Are they attractive?
I don't know if that matters.
Chances are, if it's a friend of yours, you might have already seen him in the showers anyway at the gym. You don't need to see that.
Yeah.
Let's do a deep dive into this.
We gotta do a deep research. Dive. We need a whole show just on this.
I think this should be our question Tuesday night. Would you watch a friend's sex tape if they accidentally sent it to you?
And then everyone do your homework over the weekend and watch the movie Sex Tape.
Watch the movie Sex Tape. Well, it's funny that that's the clip that you you grab because Pamela Anderson went through apparently a terrible time. She and her husband at the time, Tommy Lee, had a sex tape they made just for themselves, and some construction workers took it, and it ended up all over the internet. She said just the other day in an article or in an interview that she's never watched it, and I totally believe that. I mean, you lived it. You don't need to watch it. It probably just would remind you of the fact that tons of people watched it. That would be horrible.
See, I can believe her maybe, but do you think Kim Kardashian has watched hers?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't watch hers on principle.
She would say, all right, how can I be better for next time?
Right. When it comes to sex tapes, I would pick Pamela Anderson in a heartbeat over Kim Kardashian. And I don't know either one of them. So let's do a deep dive on this. Let's research sex tapes over the weekend. That's your homework, Connor. all right. So it is a bar band Friday night. You know what that means, folks. Max Inc. Radio's Terry Barr will be here. So excited to have her every Friday night. Bring in new music. We'll hear it in just a few minutes after Civic Media's award-winning news. Great to have you with us here at Nightlight on a Friday night, the last summer Friday night before Labor Day. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. To bring some loving here today, yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. For only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and get here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. The U.S. Military Central Command says American and Iraqi forces have carried out a raid in western Iraq this week, which killed 15 ISIS fighters. 7 U.S. personnel were injured, none seriously, a defense official tells ABC News. Dr. Mark Chavez, one of the doctors charged in connection with actor Matthew Perry's death, appeared before a federal judge in Los Angeles Friday after reaching a plea deal with prosecutors. Defense attorney Matt Bininger says that includes giving up his medical license.
He's trying to do everything in his power to right the wrong that happened here. He didn't accept responsibility today, but only because it wasn't on calendar. We're going to be setting a change of plea in the next few weeks, and so that'll happen here shortly once I contact the court.
Community members held a vigil in Dallas Friday night for Officer Darren Burks, who was shot and killed by a suspect identified as Corey Cobb Bay. That man then shot and injured 2 other officers. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Packers beat the Ravens. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers won their final preseason game 30-7 over the Baltimore Ravens, Green Bay finishing with a preseason record of 2 wins and 1 loss. On defense, the Packers had 4 takeaways, including linebacker Christian Welch, who once played for the Ravens and is a native of Iola, Wisconsin, head coach Matt LaFleur.
He's just a smart, tough, physical player. I thought that interception that he had was an outstanding play. It looked like, to me, he baited the quarterback right there as a hook player and just made a great break on the ball and made the play. I mean, and then he had a heck of a return.
Who's going to be the Packers kicker? Greg Olsen and Anders Carlson both had field goals from beyond 50 yards out. Then Carlson missed wide right from just 32 yards out.
Both those guys went in there and hit a 54-yarder and a 55-yarder, and then there's a poor moment there where we miss a chip shot.
Baseball, Brewers and the A's tonight in Oakland. The Crew winning last night 11-3. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 82. Clear tonight, lows around 60. It'll be breezy out of the northwest, over 25 miles per hour. Sunny and breezy for Sunday, with a high near 75. Labor Day Monday, sunshine and highs in the mid-70s.
It's 57 at our studios.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Alaska implemented its top 4 open primary and ranked choice voting system in 2022 after voters approved ballot measure 2 in 2020 in a close vote. A right-wing ballot measure to repeal it, marred by questionable practices, was upheld by the Alaska Supreme Court on August 22nd and will appear on the November ballot. We reported in 2022 that over 80% of Alaskans found ranked choice voting easy to use and that the open primary system offered more candidate choices. It also implemented a top 4 congressional race where the top 4 vote-getters advanced to the general election, again in an effort to offer more choice to voters. Republicans blame the system for the election of Democratic Congresswoman Mary Piltola. A group formed to repeal it, Alaskans for Honest Elections, was fined $94,000 in June for violating the state's dark money disclosure laws after a nonprofit church organization contributed $90,000. Pro-RCV Alaskans for Better Elections also questioned the validity of some signatures gathered for the anti-RCV campaign, but the Alaska Supreme Court upheld a lower court certification of the signatures last week. The measure will now appear on the November 5th ballot. Do Alaskans like ballot choices enough to keep open primaries and ranked choice voting? It's likely to be a close vote. Learn more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
John Mino and Jim Schmitz.
Hey, folks, enjoy your Labor Day weekend. We'll be back on Tuesday morning with a great lineup of guests, including Brittany Merlot and her forecast for the new week.
And the one and only Frank Hermans joins us to tell us about his new show, The Abrams Family.
Da-da-da-da. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. Hey!
time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Oh, yeah. I love Bar Band Friday night, and I love the way we introduce Bar Band Friday night. You got the golden pipes of Todd Michaels, the sweet sounds of the Bodines, and now the heavenly voice that is Terry Barrs. Terry, welcome to Bar Band Friday Night in your honor.
I love that little introduction. Thank you so much. Hi, Conrad, and hello, everybody all across Wisconsin and the world, as it would be.
Hey, you can listen anywhere, right?
You got it. Yeah. I love that, and I sure hope so.
I hope so, too. How are you?
I'm great. Can I tell you what I did last night?
Yeah.
I mean, this just, it still kind of freaks me out.
Uh-oh.
I was invited as a VIP to be at the opening of the new Hard Rock Cafe in Rockford.
Brand new.
I mean, it smelled new. You know, casinos, you kind of walk in and you're kind of like, oh, all right. This still smelled like that new plastic smell. It was incredible. And we were there for the band. The band invited us. Rick Nielsen, the guitar player of Cheap Trick.
Your guys.
Oh, you know it. I love the Nielsen family. And they're the ones that really made this Hard Rock Cafe happen. They put the rock in Rockford for sure. Most of them still live in Rockford. They love that city. And wow. Rick Nielsen went after the city like 10 years ago and said, you got to get this here. Come on. So you can imagine as a Hard Rock, as you're walking around, half of the stuff there is Rick Nielsen's personal items from his own collection, guitars and clothes. And, you know, they've been around forever. So yeah. He's got tons to show off.
That is fantastic. I saw your Facebook post and I was like, I was like, there's a Hard Rock Cafe in Rockford. Like, that's my wife's hometown, by the way. Yeah. My wife's from there. So I that blew me away. Is there a town smaller than Rockford that has a Hard Rock Cafe? That's kind of a cool thing.
It was amazing. And I have to tell you, the place was packed. When we got there, I went with a bunch of my music friends that were also part of the VIPs invited by the family. The line to get into the casino itself was wrapped around the building. So obviously people are really excited to have it there. And then everybody else that was just coming in to go to one of the restaurants, I think there's 5 or 6 restaurants.
Jeez.
There was another line for that. And then another line to just walk around and take a look at all the merchandise that's on display. So cool.
That sounds like a night tailor-made for Terry Barr.
thank you. Now
honestly,
you have to take your wife.
You can
stay for cheap across the street at Days Inn.
Oh my God. I love that there's a Days Inn across from our Hard Rock
Cafe.
Yeah,
I think it was like $60 or something.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, I like to go have fun. I like to spend some money, but sometimes you can't spend all your money in one place. So you got to go cheap on one side and then do what you got to do on the other side.
What kind of a drive is that from Madison? It's got to be like, what, an hour? Not even?
Madison? No. Like an hour, not even.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And because it's right off the interstate, it is super easy to get to. And it was just so much fun. There was not a person that was mad in the place. Even I think if people were playing in the casino and they weren't doing well, I think everybody was just really having a great time.
Well, it sounds like it. That's a really neat thing for Rockford to have, too. And good for good for Cheap Trick and your pals there to facilitate it. That's fantastic.
Thank you. Absolutely. And they were the highlight of the evening. They played last night, Rick Nielsen and all his talented kids and now grandkids.
Whoa.
They all got up on stage and it was just an incredible evening. And as the weekend goes by, Joan Jett is there tomorrow night. Brad Paisley is there this weekend. I mean, they're bringing a little bit of everything for everybody. And I really kind of dig that.
That is so. Is it going to be like 7 nights a week music? Can they do that, or is it just going to be weekends? I mean, how do they?
That's a really good question. Right now, they're booked. They are booked for a good couple of weeks, But I don't know if at some point they only have one huge entertainment area. And as we were looking around, you could tell all the seats are removable. There's like some back bleachers with chairs, of course. That's kind of removable. So I'm going to assume, I do not know this for sure, but I did read somewhere that they can turn that into like a little convention area or a meeting space. So I feel like they've kind of done this right. If they can't do music every night, they'll do it on the weekends and then use that space for something else.
Very cool. That's so fun. Yeah, I'm glad. I was going to ask you about that anyway, because I saw your Facebook post. I'm like, is there really
a heart rate? Oh,
so great. So, all right. So I just heard the songs that you sent.
Yes.
For this week's offering on Bar Band Friday Night. And
yes, sir.
These guys, where did you, this is Sunspot, right? Is the name of the band.
Correct.
Okay. So yep. Tell us about Sunspot.
Okay. So the person I'm really kind of highlighting right now is the lead guitar player who also plays keyboard and sings. This is a three-piece band, Sunspot.
Really?
Each of them play multiple instruments and they all sing. Here's my favorite part. They have been together since they met at UW-Madison 25 years ago. I love that.
That is crazy. I can't believe there's three of them. They have such a yes. huge sound.
I know. And here's why I'm kind of highlighting the lead guitar player. Ben Jagger is a, if you can believe this as well, you know, the kids are going back to school. When I talked to him the other day, he was getting ready for his music director role as the main teacher at Memorial High School in Madison. He teaches wind ensemble, symphonic band,
what?
Concert band, one and two, music theory. Of course, I went, music production and guitar one and two as a teacher at a high school.
And you know what? Those kids probably listen to him and think he's like the coolest guy ever when they, the first time they found out what his side hustle was, right?
Oh, yeah. And he said, I don't brag about it. I'm Mr. Jagger to them. But then I said, but what happens when they find out you are also Ben the rock star?
Yeah.
And he said, seriously, I don't brag about it at all. He said, what I like to do, though, is, you know, if they do decide to come, it's so cute because they'll come with their parents in a lot of cases. And they'll hold up signs. We love you, Mr. Jagger.
That's pretty cool.
And I think that is such a great way that they give back to him because he does give so much to them.
That is fantastic. All right. So you sent two songs. The first one.
I did.
Well, Strangest Frequency, which I thought is phenomenal. I like them both. And I'm on fire. So what one do you want to lead with tonight?
You know, just because we're talking about him as a music instructor at a high school, let's throw everybody off by playing I'm on Fire.
Okay, fantastic.
A little bit of this, yeah.
All right, this is Sunspot, a Bar Band Friday Night exclusive look, thanks to Terry Barr. Sunspot and the song I'm on Fire.
Cause my chest, every extremity.
I didn't mean for you to kill it. I looked at Conrad. He probably thought I wanted him to fade it out, so I apologize.
But that's okay.
Great
song. You got a good taste of them right there.
Put my fingers across my chest.
Well, yeah.
That's great.
And then Ben playing the lead guitar, and every now and then he gets that little kind of metal riff in there.
Yeah.
And I asked him about that, and he said, we play it live. Yes, we do. And he said, and sometimes it goes really well because there's so many moving pieces. And we're like, yeah, when we're done. And he goes, and then sometimes we're kind of like, eh, okay.
Yeah. So who are their influences, would you say, Terry? They have kind of a familiar, I already heard hints of things in there, but a very original sound, but just little hints I heard in there that I can't put my finger on who they kind of remember.
Yeah, it's odd, though. One of the bands they like is one of my favorites, Cheap Trick. But
oh,
this
okay.
is not a Cheap Trick at all type of song.
No.
And they don't have a lot of kind of metal edge rock songs. I think this was one they just said, let's go for this. I mean,
yeah.
They're working on their 10th album right now. So I think they're probably at a point where they believe, why not try some different things?
Absolutely. That's a great song. So where can we see them other than tomorrow night on Max Inc? Like, do they play locally or throughout the state?
Once again, Pete, I just, you know, when you talk to them and then realize, okay, you're not just playing around Wisconsin or the Midwest. They have played at South by South. West, you know, the big music festival many, many times. They've opened for everybody from KC and the Sunshine Band
to
Queensryche.
What?
I know. It makes me laugh. And then hearing this song, you can understand they can play just about anything, and that's what they've written over all of their time together. So I bet they can put a song list together to play as an opening band that matches almost anybody that wants them to play with them. So that's pretty cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah, if you want to see some of their shows, they do have a bunch of shows coming up after Labor Day. Go to sunspotmusic.com, and you'll see their tour schedule. I know they've got something coming up in the Dells and in Madison, and then I think they've got some things in Illinois. But this is seriously one of my favorite local bands.
Yeah, so they're on tomorrow night. Are they live in the Lair?
Yes.
Okay. And will they sing that song?
I don't know. That's the best part. We never know.
I like that song a lot, but I'm going to be honest. I liked Strangest Frequency even better, but we'll hear that when we come back. But real quick,
okay.
We have about a minute before break. I wanted to ask you, it is Labor Day, Terry, and you did this great piece for your Slice of Wisconsin about Wisconsin's role in Labor Day. Can you give us a very brief synopsis for people listening as to what that was?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It's amazing when you dig into the research for the Slice of Wisconsin about Labor Day, because many of the first things for unions happened in Wisconsin. The first union formed in Milwaukee. The National Labor Union didn't even happen until 20 years after Milwaukee's labor union. And Wisconsin was a very important leader in making sure there was health insurance, unemployment insurance, workers' comp, all of that kind of thing that we know is really important today.
So great. And I love the work you do with Slice of Wisconsin. Terry Barr is with us here. It is a Bar Band Friday night. And when we come back, we're going to hear more from Sunspot and the song Strangest Frequency. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Matt Nair on air.
The hour-long rambling from former President Fruit Loops. I think they keep putting him out there as a distraction. What they don't want us talking about is Project 2025.
If you don't think that Trump has anything to do with this, there are 14 hours of videotape starring former staffers of his, and there's no way he didn't know about this, period.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
So on the stream, Craig Knitt, who is an old friend of Terry Barr's, chimed in with our question of the night. What Hollywood artifact or relic would you pay big money for if you could afford? And this is this was inspired by Harrison Ford's hat that he wore in the Temple of Doom, selling for $630,000.
No.
Yes. And Craig says the Grail from Krull. He said he actually tried to build one in his college art class. How's that for obscure? That is pretty obscure, Craig. But
I love it. That's Craig, though. He knows all this stuff, and that is why we all love Craig.
That is, yeah, that's a great answer. And then Jim on the text line, we were talking about whether or not, Terry, yes. I'm sorry ahead of time. We clipped a clip from a Cameron Diaz movie because it's a birthday called Sex Tape, and she and Jason Segel was this movie, and they're a married couple that made a sex tape. They got out there, and Conrad and I were discussing, if one of our friends accidentally sent us something like that, would we watch it?
Oh.
And Jim from Appleton says, come on, Pete, you know you would watch and then feel bad about it. I don't think that's Jim's place to say, and I think he thinks he knows me a little more than he does. But
I was going to say, I think
you,
Jim knows you.
I will be honest, and I said this to Conrad, it would depend on the friends, you know?
Well, and if it's only a link and you don't know what it is, but it comes to you from
sure,
a friend.
Yes.
I mean, are you, is this their birthday party or something fun? And then you, oops.
Yeah. And if they're attractive, I would be like, I really should turn this off. Okay. Eventually, I'm going to watch for 30 more seconds. No, I'm kidding. All right. Terry Barr is here. It's a Barr Band Friday night. We are talking about the band Sunspot, which I love. They're on Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night and they're live in the lair. So tell us what you can about this next song, Terry.
You know what I've learned about them over the last couple of years? We met them a long time ago when we first moved to Madison. And I don't know what it is. We just became instant friends. And I feel really fortunate because they are just great people. Obviously, Ben is a music teacher at a high school. And I think that's so great. Wendy is the drummer. I have begged her for drum lessons. And she is like, I could not teach. no way. So I think that's kind of funny that here's Ben, the teacher, and Wendy, who I think is fabulous. Nope, she doesn't want to. But what I did learn about them over the last couple of years, they like to ghost hunt.
Really?
Yes. They go to all these places around the country, and if they're allowed, they'll even do a music video. They'll write a song for where they're going, or if they're already there, they'll write a song, and then do a music video while they're there. But they just got back from Michigan and one of the hugest paranormal conferences. There were thousands of people there, and they were the headliner of the entire conference.
I have met so many people since I've been doing this gig who have like a side hustle of ghost hunting. I would be afraid because I don't want to find one. I wouldn't know what to do when I found one. I'd be like, oh, okay, sorry. Sorry to disrupt you.
Sorry to bother you.
Yeah. I love little tidbits like that, though, especially, just getting to know the band. That's fun. So let's do this. All right. Here's the second song Terry sent from Sunspot. Check out their stuff at sunspotmusic.com. This is called Strangest Frequency.
Among the graves, some kind of wiretap.
Love it.
Yeah.
Great song.
Yes. And now you know, kind of with the ghost hunting and the story.
Yeah.
Yeah, that led perfectly to that song.
Love the backstory. Yeah, that's great. Terry, this is so fun. Thank you so much, as always. Every Friday night
and
is an
absolute
joy.
Same to you and Conrad and everybody out there. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Have a great Labor Day. Thanks so much, Terry. We'll see you next week.
You got it.
Oh, that's Terry Barr. Hey, Tuesday night, I'm going to be in Madison, and Wendy Schneider will join me in studio. She is the director of Angels of Dirt, and what's her other? She did a, oh, my God, The Smart Studios, one of my favorite music documentaries of all time. Wendy directed that. She directed Angels of Dirt, which won the Best Documentary at the Wisconsin Film Festival last year. She will be joining me in studio in Madison on Tuesday night on our new time. Tuesday night, starting next week, folks. Tuesday night, we will be on from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. from now on. So set your clock, set your alarm, set your text messages.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we sit down and talk to labor leaders from all over Wisconsin for our Labor Day celebration. Please join us and happy Labor Day.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW. And on the Civic Media app.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.